the question was asked, if one senses that they won't have enough kavanah, is it better to skip over Aleinu or other prayers? So before I address the question, I want to tell a story. The story goes that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's phone rang one day. And the person on the other end of the line said, "I am sitting here with a gun at my head. And I have a plate of pork in front of me. And what should I do? Should I eat the pork or kill myself? I'm going to do one or the other. Either eat the pork or kill myself. I'm counting till 60. And you'll have to answer me which one to do. One, two." And the guy starts counting. And Rav Moshe spent all 60 seconds telling the person, "You are not allowed to kill yourself, and you're not allowed to eat that pork, and you're not allowed to kill yourself, but you're also not allowed to eat that pork, but you're not allowed to kill yourself." So sometimes people corner a rabbi, right? Which prohibition should I do? Neither. A guy once called me up and said, I have a girlfriend, and until now we were very careful. We kept the laws of Nagia, but now I decided I'm not going to live up to it anymore. What should I do?" So I said, "You should prepare yourself to burn like a Tootsie Roll. You're going to burn in hell. What do you want me to tell you? You're telling me I'm going to go and do transgressions now. What, Rabbi, what should I do? Prepare yourself to burn. What am I supposed to do? What should I do? I'm going to go do a prohibition." "Okay, you want to discuss how do I not do the prohibition? How do I take care? How do I overcome? You're telling me I'm going to do transgression, but what should I do now? What am I supposed to say?" So sometimes you can't just say, I'm going to do something wrong, so what? So you're going to do something wrong. What do you want me to say? But sometimes that's not the case. And this is one of those examples where the Shulchan Aruch actually says, Tov me'at shelo b'chavana. Tov me'at, I'm sorry, b'chavana me'abot shelo b'chavana. Better say less prayer and have intention than say more and not have intention. But that has its limitations. There is a minimum. I'm supposed to say the Birkot HaShachar, the blessings thanking Hashem. I'm supposed to say the blessings, Baruch Shamar, one chapter of Psalms, Yishtabach. I'm supposed to say the blessings prior to Kriyashma, after Kriyashma, and Shmona Esrei. There is a minimum. I can't just say better, less with Kavanah than more. But your question wasn't even that. Your question was, I'm not going to have intent for all of it. Should I just skip it? And there the answer is no. Even though it is inappropriate to speak before our Creator without intention. But we say that in our day and age, we, meaning from the days of the Shulchan Aruch onward, says that we don't have intention the way we should, even when we say Shmona Esrei. And so we never take that leniency of, I won't have intention, so I'm just not going to say it. Because our assumption is you didn't have intention yesterday and you won't have intention tomorrow either. It's all a question of how much intention do you have within that realm of not having enough. So you're supposed to have and you're supposed to work on it. But we understand that most people, as much as they work, they're far from where they should be. And as such, we don't skip because of that. Because if we would, we'd probably end up skipping a lot every day. So if a person says, if I pray slowly, then I'll have intention. So I'm going to say only Ashrei, because that, if I do slowly, I do it with intention. If it's true,